Good afternoon to you all. I'll be reading from Acts chapter 4 from verse 1. Acts chapter 4 from verse 1. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, elders, and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other men of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called in account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is," that's Jesus, "the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see that the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. These were exciting times for the nation of Israel. I mean that in the Confucian way. "May you live in exciting times" was a curse, and with that Chinese teacher. There were exciting times. They were under the grip of the Roman Empire and had been for a long, long while. And all they needed at this time were a few hotheads stirring up the crowd to bring down upon them the wrath of the Roman governor and perhaps the might of Rome itself. And of course, that took place 30-odd years later when Jerusalem fell into Roman occupation and destruction. And about 70 years later than that, there was another period where Israel was plundered and laid waste, and no longer would Jews occupy that land for a long, long time. So they were disturbed by what Peter and John were doing. Now, we'd have to go back to chapter 3 to see what took place. Peter and John were preaching. They came across this man who was crippled. And instead of just giving him a bit of money, they healed him in the name of Jesus. And they taught and they proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus. Acts, the book of Acts, is also an exciting book. It's one where we read through the history of the early church, and some have called it not the Acts of the Apostles, which is its title in your Bibles usually, but the Acts of the Holy Spirit. And that's certainly correct. It is the Acts of the Holy Spirit, and it's a book that is full of action, hence the name. But these apostles were men who'd been completely changed. The men mentioned there in that chapter, Annas, Caiaphas, and others of that high priestly family, were men who'd instigated the taking of Jesus in collusion with Judas, the taking of Jesus from the Garden of Gethsemane and taking him to have a mock trial, a kangaroo court, as some would say. The disciples ran away. They were scattered. They were fearful. Peter, so bold, proclaimed that he would never deny his Lord. But Peter, in view of Jesus, denied him and said that he had never known him. He was scared. He was terrified by these men mentioned here in Acts chapter 4, these leaders of the Jewish people, these members, either a high priest or members of the high